Good afternoon. I'll call the meeting of the House Military and Veterans Affairs Committee to order. It's now 1:03 p.m. on Tuesday, February 8th. We're in the Gruenberg Room in the state capitol here in Juneau. President, we have Representative Laddie Shaw, Representative David Nelson, Representative George Rauscher, and myself, Representative Chris Tuck. Let the record reflect that we do have a quorum to conduct business. Please remember to mute your phone. And I would like to thank Lydia Klein in the back there with the Juneau LIO for moderating this meeting, and also Shannon McCain with House Records for documenting today's meeting. And joining us is Representative Andy Story. House Records is working remotely, so please speak directly into your microphone and speak clearly. And presenters, if you don't mind, just reaffirming who you are if we happen to change back and forth between presenters. We have one item on the agenda today. It's House Bill 268, which seeks to challenge Alaska's driver's license statute to fix a problem that impacts military service members and their families. Representative Merrick, if you would like to go ahead and join us with your staffer, Sorcha Hazelton. And then we will have invited testimony from Katie Roche, and then we'll take up public testimony today as well. Also online, we have Jeffrey Schmitz, Division Director, or Jenna Wright, Division Deputy Director from the Department of Motor Vehicles, for any questions that we may have online. And then we also have Department of Military and Veterans Affairs Deputy Commissioner Craig Christensen to be online too to answer any questions. Please proceed. And we also have Representative Garen Tarr joining us, and Representative Matt Klayman. Thank you very much.
Thank you. For the record, Kelly Merrick, District 14 in Eagle River. Chair Tuck, members of the committee, thank you for hearing House Bill 268 today. This legislation is the result of a military member from Eagle River with an issue renewing a driver's license in order to be stationed abroad. Current statute allows for renewal of a driver's license within 1 year of expiration. However, the receiving country in this instance required the military member to have a valid license for the entire duration of his stay. House Bill 268 will allow military members and their families to renew their driver's licenses within 2 years of expiration if they are stationed or are on orders to be stationed abroad. Mr. Chairman, my staff, Sorcha Hazelton, is available to present the very brief sectional analysis should you wish.
For the record, Sorcha Hazelton, staff to Representative Merrick. The bill is only two sections. Section 1 amends AS 2815-101, the expiration and renewal of driver's license statute, to create subsections that allow for renewal within 2 years of expiration and limits eligibility to service members and their families stationed or under orders to be stationed abroad. The second section adds the definition of military to this statute.
And with that, we're happy to take questions or move to invited testimony.
Any questions? Representative Nelson.
More of a comment, Mr. Chair.
Sure.
I do appreciate the bill sponsor coming out here. I've had multiple friends who have been deployed or have been stationed overseas where this has not been a problem, but if they were kind of right on that deadline between not having their license renewed or not, this would definitely be something that would come up. But so I appreciate it and look forward to supporting this. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any further comments or questions? Hearing and seeing none. Would you like to go to the invited testimony? Is there someone you would like to have go first?
We should just have one invited testimony on the line. Katie Roche, who's the spouse of the military member that was affected in this case.
Okay, thank you very much. Ms. Roche, can you hear us, and are you available?
Hi, yeah, this is Katie. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, go ahead, place your name on the record, your affiliation, and go ahead and proceed. We may have some connection problems. Ms. Roche, can you start over one more time to see if we got a better connection with you?
Yeah, my name is Kate Roche, and I'm...
We're just having a bad connection.
Service.
Stay right there. Okay, now go for it. No, we missed you. We lost you again.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry. I just have bad service where I am right now.
Okay, that's actually sounded really good. Go ahead and proceed.
Okay, my name is Katie Roach.
Take a step backwards.
We received overseas assignments to Germany, and we're told in order to get a USA European license that the Alaska driver's licenses that we had needed to be good for the duration of the overseas tour, and the DMV was unable to allow my spouse to renew his because it didn't expire within the year. So he couldn't renew it online or in person. And so this would help just other people from Alaska that have that situation come up.
Thank you very much. Any questions? Representative Klayman.
I don't have a question. You can finish inviting testimony. I have a question for the bill sponsor,
okay.
not for the woman. I appreciate your testimony.
Any questions for our testifier? So it sounds like, if I may, that this is probably the first time this has been brought up since this is something that happened here in Alaska, someone being deployed overseas. We probably don't have model legislation in any other states, do we? This is probably going to be first time. All right. Well, thank you very much, Ms. Roche, for your testimony. We really appreciate it. That's all we have for invited testimony. We do have people online to answer any questions. Representative Klayman.
And so this may be, you've got DMV online too?
We do. Yeah, we have Jeffrey Schmitz.
I'll put the question out and I'll let anybody answer that thinks most appropriate. It looks like from listening to Ms. Roche's testimony that the issue is that they didn't have a valid license because it had expired. And I'm reading the first sentence of the statute is saying that the driver's license expires on the birthday eight years after issuance. And this creates an exception allowing renewal for a 2-year period, but it doesn't sound like that it eliminates the fact that the license is expired.
Through the chair, Representative Klayman, in this instance, the license had not yet expired, but would expire during the service member's tour abroad. And the receiving government required a license good for the duration. And so because it was more than 365 days from expiration, the DMV is limited by statute from renewing the driver's license. So this would expand it so that they have 730 days to renew it before expiration.
Oh, so
real quick, for the record, that was Sorcia Hazelton, Representative Klayman.
So really what this bill does is this, it both gives you an extension after it expires to renew your license, but also a permission before it expires to renew it earlier than you might otherwise.
Through the chair, Representative Klayman, it provides a longer duration before expiration to renew.
Okay. So after expiration, when it expires, it's done. Okay. Thank you.
I just want to remind presenters to please put yourself on the record. Any other questions? Representative Tarr.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm just guessing and I'm wondering, like 2 years, that gives you enough time that it would encompass everybody in this circumstance, we think, that, you know, would make it seamless kind of transition.
For the record, Representative Merrick, through the chair, Representative Tarr, yes, we thought that was an adequate amount of time to give the service members an opportunity to renew the license.
Thank you.
Representative Story.
Thank you. Through the chair, Rep. Merrick, on line 13, it says a number B, it says a spouse or dependent of a member of the military. And I don't know, I am assuming it's and, or if that's a technicality that doesn't need to be on the bill. Because obviously if the spouse is there and they're dependent, they're both going to be eligible for this. And then I was also wondering, many people today are a family member, but they might not necessarily be married, like a partner. Had you had any thoughts about that under this bill?
For the record, Representative Merrick, through the chair, Representative Story, I believe the spouse or dependent gives the option of either one or both being able to renew the license.
And as far as a spouse or significant other, we had not used that as an option. This was just because I believe that the military used spouse as somebody that was going to be, if they were going to be deployed at the same time, it was a spouse or dependent was the language that was used.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, thank you. Any other questions? Okay. I'm going to just take a quick at ease. Okay, we're back on the record at 1:14 p.m. I'm going to go ahead and open it up to public testimony. Public testimony is open. Is there anyone in the room? Not seeing anyone in the room to testify. Is there anyone online? Hearing and seeing no one online, I'm going to go ahead and close public testimony. And I'm going to take a quick Eddie's, just real quick. Okay, we are back on the record. What is the will of the committee? Representative Tarr.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that we report out House Bill 268, that's 32-LS1284/B, with the attached zero fiscal note and individual recommendations.
Okay, we are going to be moving House Bill 268, version 32-LS1284/B. With attached zero fiscal note and individual recommendations. Is there any objections? Hearing and seeing no objections. This bill will move out of committee. That's all we have on the agenda for today. Please stick around to sign the bill report before leaving the committee. I just want to mention that this next week we are going to have another Military and Veterans Affairs Committee meeting in this room Thursday at 1 p.m., February 10th. It's informational hearings on the Oath Keepers and the role in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. This is not an investigation. It's basically informational hearings. We will only have invited testimony. There will be no public testimony, just invited testimony only. We will hear from John Lewis with the program on extremism at the George Washington University. He is a co-author of the article from Combating Terrorism Center at West Point titled The Oath Keepers Nexus to January 6th. This article has been uploaded on BASIS for people to review the document prior to the February 10th meeting. We also have Alex Friedfield with the Anti-Defamation League Center on Extremism. Is there any other committee business to consider? Seeing none, the House Special Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs will be adjourned at 1:17 p.m.